Members of the Petersburg Municipal Employees Association cast ballots throughout the day Monday. Union officials say they voted to ratify the agreement by a large margin. PMEA President Joe Bertagnoli said it was something like 5-1 in favor. He broke the news in an interview shortly before Monday's city council meeting.
We had a very good turnout to start with. We had all but everybody that was in town. We only had 4 members that didn't vote, so it was a good turnout, and it was an overwhelmingly positive ratification.
What are your thoughts about having this wrapped up?
I'm very happy. You know, it's been a long haul. It's been arduous. It's been difficult for both sides, you know, and it's good to see it finally coming to an end, and hopefully we can just move on.
The new contract includes a 40 cents per hour raise for all employees each year. That represents a 2% annual increase on average. However, workers at the upper end of seniority will not accrue as much leave in the future. The maximum amount of paid time off an employee can earn will drop from 48 days to 42 days a year. When negotiations began in February 2010, the administration initially pushed for cuts to both wages and time off. The union eventually claimed impasse and said the city was not bargaining in good faith. For the most part, talks remained stalled over the following year and a half. There was an unsuccessful attempt at mediation and eventual planning for a strike vote and arbitration. But talks resumed over the past few months, leading to this agreement. According to Bertagnoli, there were concessions on both sides.
You know, and any time you go into a contract negotiation, of course, it's a give-and-take situation. There's some people that aren't going to be happy, and they voted no. And there's people that are probably not really happy, and they voted yes just because we want to move on. But it was a compromise, yeah.
In an earlier interview on KFSK Radio Monday, Mayor Al Dwyer expressed his support for the agreement. According to Dwyer, the council had given acting city manager Carl Hagerman some leeway to negotiate.
Well, I'm very happy about the employees willing to give up some PTO, personal time off. That was a major concession on their part, I think. And we were so close in negotiations that we gave Carl some authority to do what he could to come to an agreement.
After the union ratified the contract Monday, the city council talked about it in a closed-door executive session Monday night, then held their vote in public. With no further discussion, they ratified the agreement 5-1. Councilor Dan Hickman was the only one opposed. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.